What makes nostalgia so attractive? Why do we find ourselves going back to the past? COVID-19 has caused an era of quarantine, and with so many of us indoors and away from friends, we are usually secluded to watching TV shows. However, a large part of Generation Z has sought refuge in old TV shows.
Julia Enetescu, a high school senior, is one of the many teenagers who have revisited these types of shows.
Beginning of quarantine was very much an old comfort. I was reading like old books I liked. I was going back to stuff I was like I really liked in middle school. And then somewhere later, it became more about like I wanted to go somewhere because, you know, we've been trapped at home for over a year now. I wasn't going anywhere. I really wanted shows about going somewhere.
The joy factors Enetescu sought in response to quarantine are many elements present in cartoon shows.
So the ones that I went back to were all like kids animated shows because, again, old comfort. So it was, I watched Voltron, I'm pretty sure most of middle school. Obviously I watched Avatar because it came on Netflix and it was like an old, you know, old, really old comfort.
The shows in a test you mentioned, cartoons like Nickelodeon's Avatar Last Airbender, has recently top-charted Netflix on May of 2020. Cartoons like these are trending all over social media and streaming services, which begs the question as to why.
Those shows in particular are meant to have a clear end that made sense and were like more wholesome than most shows. Like, I think for a while, I couldn't stomach anything that was made for adults because it was just too much for me. I needed something happy. And those old shows didn't have to expend any new emotional energy to get into something new. And I would also like, they ended well, like they ended happy. They were made for kids and they were made to end okay.
Endings seem to be an uncertain concept, especially during the pandemic. But unlike the world we're living in, cartoon shows aimed at children always have an ending, usually one that's happy.
Avatar ended well. Parts of Miraculous were really cute and I watched those because that ended well. I watched Korra, also a kid's show, also ended well. Like I wanted a hopeful ending and a kid's animated show was one, very pretty, and two, way more likely to give me that like happy ending and people being friends that I was missing of my life because we were just weren't seeing anyone.
Quarantine hasn't just affected everyone economically and physically, but also mentally and emotionally. Many of us have missed out in pinnacle moments in our life due to the restrictions we currently live in.
We're taught, you know, childhood is precious, you should enjoy it while you can. And then we weren't allowed to. So it would make sense that we'd go back to the things that made us feel like kids because we feel in some level that a part of our childhood, a part of our best years of our life have been taken away. It makes sense that we'd go back to something that, you know, was innocent and we were allowed to be innocent during it.
It seems like these shows that exhibit elements of hope and resolution places you in a state of comfort in childhood and adulthood.
It's a comfort and it's a really powerful thing. Like you'll notice a lot of them are animated or specifically for kids because again, they're hopeful and they end well. Like most of their problems are resolved by the end of their story arc.
With the pandemic and rise of violence, seeking old comfort such as shows from childhood allow us a break from the chaos of the world.
There's a lot of all-encompassing things that we need to pay attention to. There's a lot of things, and I'm not saying we should ignore them, but I'm saying that being home all the time and being online and constantly being bombarded by them means that, you know, every once in a while you want something that isn't, you know, you watch it and you want to cry. Because I think at some point I opened the news and I started crying because I saw like another strain of the coronavirus mixed with like some really horrible news. And I'm not saying we should ignore that, and I definitely didn't use that as an excuse to ignore what was going on in real life, but every once in a while I needed something that wasn't going to make me, like, just that it made me believe in something again.
These shows of nostalgia offer more than just entertainment away from the state of the world, but a more hopeful perspective on it.
Hi, I'm Ashley Asen, reporting from Willowbrook, Illinois.